What up? Welcome back to MacCity.com, fellas. Man, you know how we do, man. We dealing with everything ghetto, street, urban, whatever you want to call it, man. You know, we just out here lounging in the cut, discussing things, getting real philosophical, philosophizing, you know what I'm saying? Today, I got something weighing on my mind, man. We're going to talk about something that's really interesting, something that I'm pretty sure that y'all noticed on my site is I got a lot of pregnant-ass females on my site, man. I don't know what it is about the hood, man, or the projects that just everybody want to goddamn just get knocked up, man. It's just, you know, a lot of cats asking me, like, damn, nigga, what kind of site is this, nigga? Is it a pregnancy site? Nah, dog, it's just that real shit, man. It's just you going ahead, you fucking around with, you know, females in the hood, females in the projects, and nigga, that's what they do. Shit, they get knocked up, dog. I can't get no more simpler than that. So, yeah, that's what we're going to discuss today, man, because it's kind of interesting that a lot of y'all motherfuckers just don't really get the concept, man, because this is real shit, nigga. This ain't shtick, man. These ain't models, man. These is like real females, man, right off the motherfucking streets, bruh. So, check this out, man. You know, we're going to take a little break, and I'm going to be right back with the business, man. So y'all go ahead. Y'all take it light.
It's my baby mama. I want child support. She get welfare checks, but I stay in court. It's my baby mama. She be riding caddy, and she always looking for sugar daddies.
It's my baby daddy. He know he always broke, and he ain't no good. Nothing but a dope. It's my baby daddy, he knows nothing heavy. He be cheating on me, that's why I can't stand him.
Man, this freak just got me stressing. In the court, I must confess it. Players trying to get the check. And who for he gets on your neck? In the jail, I can't be staying. And my teeth, you can't be taken. Child support can burn like torch when you get behind on payments. Here they go, they send them letters. Then they wanna come and get you. Probably should've used the Jimmy. Probably should've never met her. Why you wanna try to impress me? Always lying, trying to caress me.
All these talk about is lonely, boy. I'm sexy, you know I'm sexy. I'm just happy to see them fall. That's who waiting and a soul. Better to fight me out for fee. Keep your girl on your payroll. See me switching, blowing a jump, and dudes don't know what they be missing. I'm the type of girl you need. Keep them cooking in the kitchen. Bake your biscuits up from scratch. Get you strong, off like that. But you better take care of your kids. Juvenile court is where it's at.
Where is that?
You ain't know, she's just missing. You ain't show, and that freak you checking with. She's too nice, I'm mean, yo.
It's my baby mama. I want y'all support. She get welfare checks, but I stay in court. It's my baby mama. She be riding caddy, and she always looking for sugar daddy.
It's my baby daddy. He know he always broke, and he ain't no good. Nothing but a joke. It's my baby daddy. He know it's nothing heavy. He be cheating on me. That's why I can't stand him.
It's DJ P.F. Rollins.
nothing but a joke. If my baby daddy needs no love in heaven, she can see no me. That's why I can't stand it.
Here we go back once again, man. God damn. Yeah, today's topic, man, is just genetic breeding, nigga. Niggas just breeding out of control up in the motherfucking hood. That's what it's all about, man, you know. And like I said, y'all looking at the Mac City joint, man, and y'all see, it's like, man, every time you turn around, another female's getting just knocked up, man. It's like, goddamn. And, shit, that just brings to mind, like, my girl, Nish, she just called me, and she was just singing the blues like she usually do, talking about how no one loves her, no one cares about her, and she, you know, she out here doing shit on her own with the baby, and the two niggas that she think may be the baby daddies or whatever, them niggas ain't shit, and one nigga locked up for felonious assault, he about to do 3 years, another nigga, he roaming the streets, he got about 15 kids slanging dope, you know what I mean, but he like one of them poor dope dealers, I guess, or something, because I mean, the nigga, according to her, the nigga always broke and shit, but, you know, I don't know, dog, fuck. But, yeah, you know, shit. I'm just like, well, nigga, who fault is it that you chose two fucking nothing-ass niggas to have your baby by? You know what I'm saying? You been fucking with these niggas for I don't know how long, and you didn't know that they wasn't about shit? You know what I mean? I'm like, come on, man. Part of the game is this, man. This kind of bullshit I gotta listen to, man. I mean, come on, man, for real. Man, y'all niggas have no concept or no clue just how irritated I get when I gotta hear these females spit that shit at me, man. He ain't shit. He don't do this and he don't do that. I'm like, well, you the one open your motherfucking legs and you the one goddamn let that nigga skeet up in you. And you didn't know that nigga wasn't shit before he skeeted up in you. Come on, man. What kind of... This shit's crazy, man. But I'm just like, you know, she wanted me basically today to help her or get her to the doctor's office because no one would drive her there, you know what I mean? And she's got this thing where she don't want to ride the bus. She's too good to ride the motherfucking bus, you know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, in most instances, I tell her, you know, you better get your ass on that public transportation, you know what I mean? But, you know, since she's had her baby, I've been kind of soft on her mind, so I've been doing a little shit here, a little shit there. But, of course, that shit's about to stop, man, because she getting just a little bit too close to a nigga, man. She getting a little too spoiled. And she thinking that nigga need to just, like, jump up and do what the fuck she say when she say it just because she got that baby. You know what I mean? Ain't happening. She's about to get motherfucking cut off. She about to get some cold water thrown on that ass in a minute, you know. But, yeah, that's what it's all about today, man. We talking about genetics, man. Why niggas is breeding out of control and what the fuck their problem is, man. I think y'all gonna find it quite interesting. I'm gonna probably piss some niggas off with this one, you know, but hey, I don't know what to tell you, man. Shit, you know, it's supposed to be a free country, nigga. You know, you don't like it, god damn it, go to another website or another blog or another wherever you want to go, nigga. I mean, damn, don't have a baby. No pun intended. Ha ha ha, that was funny. I made it funny. Anyway, yeah. Niggas got 15 goddamn kids, man. What is this nigga doing? Man. Oh my god. I don't understand it, man. It's basically, it's a situation where, niggas is... I'm at a loss for words, man. You know, when I think about the whole child support and the welfare system and all this shit that's going on, you know, I can see why you have a child support system, you know, but the child support system don't work if the nigga that you supposed to be getting payments from don't have a job, you know, and that's one thing that a lot of these hood niggas is on, man, you know, they don't give a fuck about having kids because they don't have no job, so you can't garnish their wages, shit, so they'll just be knocking up bitches forever and a day, and plus, see, a regular nigga with a job, with some sense, and with, you know, a future and shit, if he has more kids by different females, that basically tells him that he's gonna be a broke motherfucker all his life. That's basically, that's a death sentence, nigga. That's putting nails in your coffin if you was a regular responsible nigga. But on the obverse, if you's a ghetto ass nigga, right, it means exactly the motherfucking opposite to them, because that's basically like a hustle and shit. That's like these females get knocked up by these dudes, and this dude, he may be in and out of jail, he may be slanging dope, you know, he may have numerous street hustles and shit, but never ever a regular paying fucking job where he has to pay taxes and all that kind of shit. So what these niggas will do is they'll go around, knock up select females and shit, 5, 6, 7, 8 or whatever, and that's pretty much what they feel is a meal ticket, because these females get money off them babies. And if these females really digging on these niggas and shit, you know, the female will break the nigga off money or break the nigga off a place to stay. You know, that's like his proverbial forever having your foot in the door hustle. You know what I mean? So he's like almost always got a place to stay. You know, he can pop up anytime he want, and, you know, and get some ass. He can pop up anytime he want, get some money, get some food or whatever, as long as he keep knocking up these females and basically having his biological seed hanging out in the house with the chick. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a low-level hustle, man. You know, that's like, you know, that's welfare pimping. And that's what a lot of these niggas do, man. You know, they knock these chicks up and shit. You know, if they go to prison or they go to jail, you know, they, you know, writing the female for food boxes and shit, you know. All because they got kids together. Even though the female really ain't fucking with him like that. But she's like, well, that's my baby daddy, so I'ma look out. And so that's kind of like, that's like a nigga security blanket and shit. This nigga got 15 motherfucking kids, man. And this cannot go to the authorities and say, I want to pay child support because a nigga don't have no job. So what's the next best thing? Oh, of course, it would be me. It would be the Fat Mac, nigga. Old, trusty, good old, reliable Fat Mac and shit. Yeah. And once again, y'all niggas still ignorant to the fact that, man, I have to do this sort of shit because this is what drives Mac City, nigga. It's the stories. It's the storyline. If I'm not forever in a bitch life, doing shit for a bitch, with a bitch, taking her here, taking her there, listen to her stories, listen to her gripes, her wants, her needs, her complaints, then, nigga, there is no Mac City. There is no storyline. There's no reason for you to come back and read what the fuck I write. Understand? Okay. I just thought I should go ahead and break that down for y'all niggas. But anyway, even still, Nish is getting on my fucking nerves because I think she really feels that I'm a fucking baby daddy, man. I really think she feels that I am her baby daddy. Because she keep calling me like every goddamn day. Like, I need this and I need that. I need help with this. And I'm about to throw some cold water on this bitch and cool her jet. She just called me. It was about a half hour ago. Talking about she got the baby, got a baby appointment, and she don't have nobody to take her, and she really needs to get to the doctors, and no one will help her, and all this kind of shit. Like, god damn, nigga, fuck. I mean, like I said, first and foremost, it's a hustle. You know, it's a Mac City hustle. You know, as far as being in their lives and doing things with them and helping them with shit, you know, because I gotta have shit to talk about, nigga. I do care about a lot of these females, and I do want to help them out as much as I can, man, you know. So, I guess you could say the cape, it's a genuine cape, nigga. It's a genuine S on my chest. So, I'm just like, god damn, nigga. Man, I don't know. I gotta, I don't know. I would say heighten the stakes with me and her, but I can't really do that because I've been getting free video off of her for years, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like I can say, hey, next time you want me to come pick you up, you know what I mean, you're going to have to be sucking on some dick, because I already do that. So I mean, hey, I don't know what to tell, I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss. A lot of y'all saying, well, nigga, just cut the bitch off, just cut her off. Well, you can't do that, nigga, because she's actually a real genuine friend to a nigga, man. And you don't do friends like that, man. You don't do, man, god damn, you gotta be kidding me. Where's my fucking phone? Hold on, shit. Hello?
Come and do it to me.
Come and do it to you. Damn, right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to tell you something? referral. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be inside this world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make
they
me
call
girl.
Me Superman. Beat tall hoes in a single bound. I'm single now. Got no ring on his finger now. I never let another chick bring me down in a relationship. Save it, bitch. Baby sick. You make me sick. Superman ain't saving shit. Girl, you can jump on Shady's dick. Straight from the hip, cut to the chase. I tell a motherfucking slut to her face. Play no game, say no name. Ever since I broke over what's her face, I'm a different man. Kiss my ass, kiss my lips. Bitch, why ass? Kiss my dick, kiss my cash. I'd rather have you with my ass. Don't put out, I'll put you out. Won't get out, I'll push you out. Push blue out, popping shit. Wouldn't piss on fire to put you out. Am I too nice? Buy you ice. Bitch, if you died, wouldn't buy you life. Since you trying to be my new wife. What, you Mariah? Fly through twice. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I can't be a Superman. Can't be a Superman. Can't be a Superman. Can't be a Superman.
Everybody knows, yeah, we fucked, bitch, so what? That's about as far as your buddy goes. We'll be friends, I call you again. I chase you around every bar you attend. Never know what kind of car I'll be in. We see how much you'll be partying in. You don't want that, neither do I. I don't want to flip when I see you with guys. Too much pride between you and I. Not a jealous man, but females lie. But I guess that's just what sluts do. How could it ever be just us two? I never loved you enough to trust you. We just met and I just fucked you. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be a world. I wanna go together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be a world.
Oh boy, you got me crazy.
Bitch, you make me Earl.
First thing you say.
I'm not fazed. I hang around big stars all day. I don't see what the big deal is anyway. You're just plain old Marshall to me.
Ooh yeah, girl, run that game.
Haley Jade, I love that name. Love that tattoo, what's that say? Rotten pieces, that's great.
First off, you don't know Marshall. At all, so don't go partial. That's ammo for my arsenal. I slap you off that bar stool. There goes another lawsuit. Leave handprints all across you. Good loaded, loaded, you must be gone off that water bottle. You want what you can't have. Ooh girl, that's too damn bad. Don't touch what you can't grab. End up with two back hands. Put anthrax on a 10-pack and slap you till you can't stand. Girl, you just blew your chance. Don't mean to ruin your plans. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be a safe world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know.
Damn, nigga. Well, it is 6:36 p.m. and I've been back from the boss bitch's crib, and yeah, she gave it to me the way I like it, goddammit, you know what I'm saying? Got totally naked, and I mean, shit, tore a nigga up, man. You know, she rolled it, you know, she sucked, she fucked, she did everything that the Fat Mac likes, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, every now and then you gotta scare these motherfucking females, man, you know, make them think that they about to lose you, and they pretty much fall back in line, man, especially if they know you got options, nigga, you know what I mean? So, I'm kind of drained, man, but I'm trying to remember what the fuck I was talking about before I was so rudely interrupted. What was I talking about? I'm talking about niggas just procreating like fucking rabbits, man. I think that's what I was talking about and shit. Yeah, I was talking about how these niggas, man, you know, be like having 200 kids and they not really giving a fuck because they don't have no job. So it's not like, you know, the courts can come in and fuck with them and say, hey, you owe child support. You're like, nigga, shit, nothing from nothing is nothing. I don't have no job, so, you know, as long as they hustling in the streets and shit, they can have as many fucking babies as they want. And, obviously, the females, shit, they on the same bullshit, too. You know, I know females who have deliberately went and just got knocked up by any motherfucker, you know, that would just donate sperm just so they could have a baby, so they could get a county check. You know, they so broke and they so fucking just at they wits end and trying to figure out how to get some money in their pocket. They like, fuck it, I'll have a baby. You know what I'm saying? And I get, you know, from 6 to 12 months, I'll have a steady fucking paycheck. You know what I mean? And that's crazy, man. That's like, you want to talk about fucking a welfare generation, how it just gets passed on from generation to generation. I mean, I'm looking at that daily, man. I'm looking at females, I'm looking at their moms, I'm looking at their grandmoms, and all of them was on the same shit, man. All of them just cranking out babies, having a whole bunch of motherfucking kids just to get paid, you know? So I'm like, god damn, man, there's got to be some sort of responsibility here. You know, I'm pretty much at the point where I believe that in order to have a child, you should have a license. And if you do not have a license to have that child, there should be some sort of penalty or some shit where you should get your balls chopped off or get your ovaries taken out or I don't know, something. But this shit's out of control, nigga. You know, just like, you just got kids wandering the streets and shit, man, because most of the parents really don't give a fuck about a lot of these kids, man, because they had these kids because these kids like meal tickets, dog. You know, I see that shit all the time. I'm like, man, who baby is that? Why is that baby walking across the street in the pamper? You know what I mean? Barefoot, butt naked, you know, got Kool-Aid around his mouth, snot running down his nose. Who fucking baby is that? Somebody go get that goddamn baby, man. You know, and the mama upstairs, you know, with some thug nigga getting the bottom knocked out the pussy and shit. And she get up and discover little Tay-Tay is gone. Where Tay-Tay? Shit, she yelling out the window, see Tay-Tay crossing the street and, man, shit is out of control, man. I'm like, god damn. So, I'm on some Adolf Hitler shit, nigga. We need some eugenics. We need some fucking genetics laws, man. That's another thing. You shouldn't be allowed to breed if your IQ is below a certain level. I think that, too. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you know, you gotta go take a test to see just how fucking smart you are. And if, nigga, if you ain't smart enough to have kids, you shouldn't have no goddamn kids, man. You know what I mean? And fuck it, let's not stop there, nigga. Fuck it. You know, if you got diabetes or if you fat like me, you can't have kids. Fuck it. Let's just go all the way with this shit. God damn it. Yeah, man. You know, you shouldn't be wanting to have no kids anyway. If you, like, thoroughly fucked up, you know, your whole family's fucked up. Y'all got arthritis and heart disease and fucking leukemia and cancer and diabetes. Why would you want to have kids, man? You know what I'm saying? You know, god damn, just stop it right there, nigga. Just stop the bloodline right there, nigga. You know what I mean? Fuck. You know, just do your kids a favor and don't have them. You know, because I'm like, damn, man. Right now, I'm feeling the effects of my family curse, man. You know, like arthritis and, yeah, I was diagnosed with diabetes, like, last year and shit. You know? And I'm like, damn, shit. I didn't think I'd ever get out of that shit, man. That shit's hereditary like a motherfucker, man. Of course, you know, due to the fact that the Fat Mac takes stellar care of himself, my diabetes is in remission, you know, and I don't have to take none of them shots and all that other shit, you know what I mean, because I stay active and I eat the right kind of shit, you know what I mean, but, yeah, man, fuck it, man, just, if you have any sort of ailments, any sort of hereditary flaws, nah, you shouldn't, don't be having no kids, nigga. And if you especially, but really, the main thing I'm really harping on, if you just a dumb motherfucker, man, two stupid motherfuckers shouldn't be having no kids, man, because you just going to crank out more dumb motherfuckers to just, well, actually, I can't say that, man. The world needs us ditch diggers. You know, what I'm proposing here is quite, should I say, it's not based in reality. You know, you got to have high, you got to have low. You got to have hot, got to have cold. You got to have smart motherfuckers. You got to have idiots, too. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, you got to have some niggas that flip your burgers. You got to have that shit, man. But the problem is, a lot of these burgers, that wasn't going to sound right. Burger flipping motherfuckers. Burger flipping motherfuckers. Two niggas out there know what the fuck that means, shit. A burger flipper and shit. Hey, y'all two niggas start beefing, man, because, see, that's the kind of shit that happens when two niggas be beefing. Yeah, y'all two niggas know what I'm talking about, Dope Man and Wrigler and shit. That burger flipper takes on a whole new fucking meaning now that every time I hear it and shit. Anyway, yeah, well, I'm going to keep with the original premise of it. Yeah, man, you got to have niggas to flip your burgers too, motherfucker, you know what I mean? So, but still, it's out of control, man. You know, too many motherfuckers is breeding that shouldn't be breeding. That's all I'm saying. I just want a little bit of responsibility from y'all motherfuckers in the projects to goddamn stop cranking out these dumbass goddamn kids, man. Fuck. Yeah, excuse my French, but yes, your dumbass kids, your kids is gonna be dumb. I know they gonna be dumb, nigga. Because I'm looking at the mama and daddy. There's no fucking way, man, that these kids going to be Nobel Peace Prize fucking award-winning scientists, man. It's not going to happen, motherfucker. All these niggas going to end up doing is growing up, watching rap videos, drinking alcohol, wondering where the next blood coming from, you know. Ooh, look at the shiny rims. Shit, you know, all this kind of stupid-ass shit, man. Something's got to happen, man. If I have any more kids, I'm taking them over to fucking Japan. That's right. The Japanese know how to raise some goddamn kids, man, for real. They don't be fucking around. If I have some kids, they listen to nothing but classical fucking music. They eat nothing but juices and berries and fucking, what's that, kosher fucking meals and shit, man. If I have more kids, man, I'm gonna do it just totally, totally different than I had my first two, man. My first two turned out all right, man, but I just know so much more now that I could do better, dog. You know what I mean? So that's my spiel today. I'm talking about niggas breeding out of control, motherfuckers having kids because it's a fucking hustle. You know, the mamas and the daddies, the niggas is basically having kids so they can keep, you know, put their foot in the door, keep their foot in the door with the female so they can always have a place to stay, so they can always somehow get some money out the broad and shit, you know what I'm saying? And then the females, they doing the same shit because they know if they had that kid, it's a guaranteed 6 to 12 month check. You see what I'm saying? So, it's like, man, it's a sad fact that the lower your IQ, the more kids you have. I think that's on the real, nigga. The more kids you have, the lower your IQ. Yeah, I mean, I looked at a study on that shit, man, and that's that real shit, man. You know, and you could argue like, damn, why do all these dumb motherfuckers have kids? And like, well, it's really a no-brainer, nigga. It's like, most dumb motherfuckers don't work. Most dumb motherfuckers don't have jobs. Most dumb motherfuckers don't have no responsibility. So what's left to do all goddamn day if you ain't got nothing to do? Yeah, that's right. Fuck. That's all these niggas do, man. It's fuck. That's their hobby. That's their recreation. Ain't no going to work, ain't no responsibilities, ain't no building society, ain't none of that highfalutin ass bullshit, man. Ain't no high ideals coming out of these niggas, man. But hey, let's fuck. We ain't got shit else to do. You know what I'm saying? Shit, so I mean, it's kind of like a no-brainer, man. It's like the more fucking idiotic you are, you know, the lower your IQ, shit, more likely you're going to be cranking out a lot of motherfucking kids, man. And then conversely, you know, if you're intelligent, of course, if you're intelligent, nigga, you know, you got a lot of shit to do, man. You know, you got taxes, you got bills, you got jobs, you got, you know, I mean, you're doing shit in the community, you know, you're supporting this, you're building that, you're creating, being creative. You got a whole lot of, you got a plethora of shit to do besides fuck. So, you don't be having all that time to be fucking, man. And if you do decide to fuck, you know, you're trying to be responsible with the fucking, and you're trying to, like, really be discreet about who you fuck, and you're trying to be real choosy and picky about the person that you had a baby with, because an intelligent person understands that if you have a baby with someone, you might want to love that individual, or you might want to care about that individual, because you might want to be around with that individual to help raise the child, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what responsible people do. And if a responsible person doesn't find another responsible person to rear the child, they typically don't have children. You know, but that's what's not happening in the hood, in the projects, you know. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck, man. This is the way that motherfuckers choose who they gonna have kids with in the hood. Whoever, you know, a female walking around, whoever got the biggest dick or the shiniest rims, that's who the bitches want to have the baby by. And the niggas is like, yo, the bitch that got the most food stamps and the fattest ass, that's who they going to have their baby by and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit is out of control, nigga. I don't know what to say, man. But yeah, I think that's pretty much all I got to say on that shit, nigga. You know, I just want to tell y'all niggas, be responsible. Try and look at the character of the individual that you're going to be laying down with. If you're going to choose to have a baby with somebody, man, you know, shit ain't nothing to fucking play with, yo. I'm trying to tell you, man. Y'all niggas is out. Y'all out of control, man. I'm like, where is Adolf Hitler when you need that motherfucker, man? Because y'all niggas is out. You're breeding out of control. We got to put a stop to this shit, man. I don't give a fuck how we do it. But y'all niggas is fucking up the gene pool, motherfucker. God damn it. We need more intelligent people to have kids to offset this fucking flood of just dumb motherfuckers, man. Yeah. Ugh, I touched some nerves on that one. I might go give me some emails on that one. Mm-hmm. How could you say we need Adolf Hitler? Ha. Man, hey, if any of y'all ever read Mein Kampf from Adolf Hitler, it's some deep shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's deep. You know, yeah. I actually agreed with a lot of shit that motherfucker was saying. It's kind of, but y'all wouldn't know that shit because y'all ain't never read the motherfucking shit, man. All y'all know is it was Hitler and it was Germany and it must have been evil and bad. And so, you know, that's what you've been taught. That's what you believe. Yeah, simple ass niggas. Yo. Okay, well, hey, this is going on too long right now, man. So, like I said, be intelligent, be smart, be responsible. Strap up if you do not want to have a child by Shaquita. Please. And females, obviously, the same shit. If you do not want to have a baby by fucking Tyrone or fucking Raheem or who the fuck, goddammit, make him strap up or you take that fucking pill or that fucking shot or whatever you do. Please, save the gene pool, bitches. Okay, good night.
Southern smoke.
Welcome to my block, nigga.
All the hoes, Jack, beat, steady, knack, middle of the state, got the whole club rocking. Rock, nigga, you can hate, but your beat, steady, watch. Bitch, you can't do it on the dick, she poppin'.
Southern smoke.
Bottle poppin', you cock blocking. Told the girl you rap, but your CD flopping. Say you getting money, man, we ain't seen nothing. No. Your girl is persistent, she ain't stopping. Man, she said she want a hood. I keep the perk by the pound. The truck ain't bunkin'. Y'all know we run the town. And I keep a bad bitch around. Thick bitch. Long hair, yellow, white, red, brown. And my Chevy sit on 24. Flats look like flapjack. AK, Gino. I'ma play the game how I go. They can save me out the hood, but I'ma keep it hood, for. And I don't need a scale for the work. I can eyeball perp. I am not too jerk. He know me, it make your situation worse. You don't wanna take a ride in that long black hearse. All eyes on me, shout out, I'm a bomb first. I'm the truth, and if see the truth hurt. Hustle me, hard work. If you did go to church, man, this rap shit is easy. Every beat I get, I murder. I'm a hood nigga. I keep the perp by the pound. The
white,
red, brown,
hood. And my Chevy sit on 24.
Flats look like flapjack.
AK,
you know.
Hood.
I'ma play the game how it goes.
They can take me out the hood,
but I'ma keep it hood, though.
Hood get like you,
no.
Get like me.
Me.
Who we don't rock white tees, classic Capri,
butt nicks on the feet.
Count with Bay the Nate, 10 pair every week. With my 9J3,
the girl suck me to sleep.
Z-O-E, climax to the P. I see you now, you see me. You'll see, I see you fucking with me.
I'm hood,
I keep the perk by the pound.
The truck stays bunkin',
y'all know we run the town.
Hood,
and I keep a bad bitch around.
Thick bitch,
long hair, yellow, white,
red, brown.
Hood. And my Chevy sit on 24.
Flats look like flapjack.
AK,
you know.
Hood. I'ma play the game how it goes.
They can see me out the hood,
but I'ma keep it hood, fool.
Hood.
Watching off a gold digger like Kanye.
Kanye.
But I will pay Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Or Shante. Make Keisha Cole say she should've cheated if she ever come my way.
My way.
Just went here from Fantasia on the highway.
Highway.
Tricking off Magic City every Monday.
Monday.
It ain't tricking if you got it, that's what I say.
You say.
I say and what I say goes.
I'm a hood.
I keep the perk by the pound.
The truck stay bunkin'.
Y'all know we run the town.
Hood.
And I keep a bad bitch around.
Thick bitch.
Long hair, yellow, white,
red, brown.
Hood. And my Chevy sit on 24.
Flats look like flapjack.
And cake,
you know.
Hood.
I'ma play the game how it goes.
They can take me out the hood,
but I'ma keep it hood, foe.
All the hoes jock, beat steady, knock.
Middle of the stage, got the whole club rock.
Watch,
nigga, you can hate, but your beat steady, wax.
Watch,
bitch, you can't do it on the dick, she five poppin'.
Let's go.